Hey, we got Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports in beautiful Paradise, Michigan on the line again. Welcome, Greg. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
Appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us. Wanted to hit you up coming into this weekend, obviously a big opening weekend. We'll get to that in a minute, but let's start with the Smelt Run, which sounds like it didn't ever really materialize this year in your neck of the woods there.
A lot of smelt didn't even come up into the little rivers or creeks this year, and a lot of them think it was because the water was so cold and that we had this cold spell that they just stayed on the lake and never came up in. And we had a lot of people coming up to dip, but nobody did very well at all.
That's puzzling and sad to hear, obviously. You know, obviously that's a little...
Well, they still had fun, but they didn't get too many smelt.
Well, let's talk about what's happening in your neck of the woods. Are you seeing anything changing over into springtime activities?
We got a lot more people starting to fish our river here, the Quamanon River, for the perch. They've been getting a few perch out of the river. And in the back bay, I got a fellow out there, he was doing some perch fishing out in the back bay, too. So the perch have started moving in a little bit, and we're getting more fishermen every day you see coming around.
So let's talk about the river itself, because, you know, opening weekend coming up here, do you get walleye fishermen in the river itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, trolling in the river, we get quite a few that come in. And the last few years, it's been fairly successful, so we're planning on hoping to have another good weekend here.
Do you know what they typically use for the opener in the river?
Yeah, they use a lot of just trolling baits like Rapellas and Dipsy divers, and some people do use the bottom bouncers crawler harness system too.
Okay. Is there a color that works better this time of year than later on in the summer?
We found that the yellow Rapella, they call it like a scatter lip, a yellow perch one that's been really good, and the fire tiger is a good one too.
That's good information. All right. And we'll keep talking about the Tequamanon River a little further upstream. We'll pick Greg's brain and see what's happening with the fishing up there above the falls, plus other bodies of water in his neck of the woods and anything else in the eastern Upper Peninsula as we continue with Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports later this hour in our next Outdoor Report. So stick around right here on The Outdoor Show.